The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Glory to you. Some people arrived and told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mingled with that of their sacrifices. At this he said to them, "Do you suppose these Galileans who suffered like that were greater sinners than any other Galileans? They were not, I tell you. No, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did. Or those 18 on whom the tower at Siloam fell and killed them. Do you suppose that they were more guilty than all the other people living in Jerusalem? They were not, I tell you. No, but unless you repent, you will all perish as they did." He told this parable. A man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came looking for fruit on it, but found none. He said to the man who looked after the vineyard, "Look here, for 3 years now I have been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and finding none. Cut it down. Why should it be taken up the ground?" "Sir," the man replied, "leave it one more year and give me time to dig round it and manure it. It may bear fruit next year. If not, then you can cut it down." The Gospel of the Lord.
It is a common situation. You find it in all cultures and nations. People like to share the news, particularly if it is shocking. So some Galileans, knowing that Jesus is from Galilee, go over and said, "Have you heard this about Pilate who killed one of our brethren? And again, did you hear about the accident at the building site in Siloam, where 18 people were killed?" And so it goes with us as well. Now, people often say, or are looking for reasons why these things happen. Why are we subject to accidents? Why are we the victim of certain incidents? And Jesus knows this, and also that it is very difficult to explain. However, he does set us straight in one thing, and that is that it is not our fault at all. It's not our fault. Nobody is punished for certain things. And in a way, that's a good example if we look at Our Lady, and particularly those of you who are going to Walsingham. Our Lady, innocent 15-year-old girl, her life, basically, by giving it to God, was one of long time suffering. But the rewards, of course, are eternal life.